The psalm begins with hallelujah, praise ye the Lord. And the psalmist goes on to say that what it is that he prays God for, and he says he has made up his mind. He says, I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. It's a whole heart worship. It's a whole heart praise. He's sincere about it. And he wants to display this, not just privately, but publicly. He says he will go amongst the assembly of God's people. He will attend the congregation of the Lord. And then he goes on to explain what it is that he's going to praise God for. He speaks about his works, the works of God. He tells us that they are great things that God has done. They are works that are honorable, they are glorious, they are wonderful works. They are works to be remembered, the psalmist says. And then he speaks about the attributes of God, character of God. God is gracious. God is full of compassion. All of these things are listed. You can go through this psalm verse by verse and highlight things for yourself and see what God has done, who God is, what does he do in response to us, and what should be our response to him. And dear friends, when you put on the spectacles of Christ, when you look at all of these psalms through Jesus Christ our Lord, you see how wonderful it is. The work of the Lord Jesus, he is our Redeemer. The work of redemption, it is wonderful. It is honorable, it is glorious. It brings up and honors the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and our triune God. It speaks to us of a heavenly Father. It speaks to us of a gracious Holy Spirit. And dear friends, and all of as you think about these things, you read in verse 9 that he sent redemption unto his people. God has saved. He speaks about the covenant of God. The covenant that he has made that lasts forever, it says. All of these things are in Jesus Christ for his people. But then it finishes with this word. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord. That is the thing that is very much lacking in our society, and it is not in mankind by nature, the fear of God. And yet it is the thing that causes sinners to be made wise. It is the beginning of wisdom. You want to have wisdom? You want to have understanding? Where do you get wisdom from, dear friends? From a textbook? Where do you get wisdom from? It begins with the fear of God. And let us pray for that, that God would give us that godly fear, a good understanding. Good understanding, it says, have all they that do his commandments. Well, may the Lord help us to take these things on board and think upon these things and meditate upon them. Let us pray.